it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book.
Yes, it is. It's going by the book. Absolutely, it's going by the book. There's no doubt about that. People just don't want to see it. That don't mean it's not going to happen. Not seeing it don't make it just go away. Family, welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this week, this end of this week. Those joining us, my name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, brought to you by Watching for Jesus Network. Be me. And me alone, with friends that help me with articles and stuff they send me and all this. As far as a network with syndicated and all that, nope. It's just me. And I don't follow anybody, no movements, no petitions. I don't go anywhere. I don't march, none of that. I follow Jesus Christ, but I'm going to tell you all the truth about what's going on. I've been working in the system, in the matrix. I worked contracting the State Department, contracting a DOE and DOS and just all kinds of government agencies, OSCE that with the UN. I've been doing this for a long time. I got out of that, going overseas, contracting, anti-terrorism, force protection, all that. I just quit. I quit it. And now I talk about it because I've been in the middle of it. And I see how they... You know, the Arabs and the Jews want to get together. The lie that the UN and the hierarchy of the Vatican, Jesuit murderers, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Freemasonry, Druids, Illuminati, 26 families per se, globalists, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, etc., etc. It's all true. And there is one conspiracy, just one, that has many legs to it. It's like a spider web. There's no getting around it. There's denying it. You can deny it all you want. But the facts are the facts. At the very highest level, they're involved in this. Tens of thousands of elite think they're going to be the next evolution of mankind. It's not just about immigration. A downed plane or immigration with downplaned with pandemic with plastic coffins in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, all these things, Nibiru and all this stuff, everything is combined. Everything is in this conspiracy to keep you all divided and confused and distracted, scared, feared. Is there such a word as feared? Well, they put some fear in you. Well, tell them to take the fear in and stick it up the wazoo. Because they're the ones in fear or they wouldn't be presenting all this. You ever think about it that way? Why they control folks on YouTube, Facebook, other places, talks here and there, that could work for the Illuminati, for the Jesuits, Knights of Malta, the secret societies, work for them, pretending not to. Why they go to have to go to all these extremes unless they're scared to death? Not so much scared to death, but they're scared to die. Down deep in the soul, It rots because they're afraid of death. They're afraid of what might happen, so they deny it by causing other people to fear. And they're giving by a much hierarchy. They're being placated. See, the 500 million that the Rosicrucians talk about, mind-controlled slaves, what they don't realize is they're the ones that they're talking about. They're the ones that's going to be the 500 million worldwide that the hierarchy wants to use as their slaves are the elite. They don't realize that. They want the goyim, that's us common folk, dead. And they think that we actually die, but when you take Jesus as Savior, you don't. Your body goes down for a while, and it's asleep, you might call it, whether it's cremated or otherwise, and then God brings it back. It's called being translated back into your soul and your spirit that's with God. If you're not, then you got another problem. Your soul somewhere else. It's called hell. That's the way it's set up. Well, they're afraid of dying, so they want to extend their life. That's where you get eugenics, transhumanism, mixing the binary code with DNA. All that is because they have a fear of dying. They want to use you, elite, you, Illuminati, as their slaves. See, they think, you're making you think that it's the goyim they want to use. Uh-uh, it's you. They hate humans. They see themselves better as humans. That's why they call themselves the Great White Brotherhood, with a copper-based DNA that human beings don't have. And they're not aliens at all. They're not even ascended masters. They've not ascended nothing. They're going to descend when he gets sent to hell. There's no ascension whatsoever. That's a lie. No such thing as ascension. Right now, they're fallen angels that they take physical form out of death, destruction, absorbing human life forces, that they create wars to absorb that life force, using alchemy. It gets deep. Witchcraft, which I'm going to expose next week. I know covens that's working around our broadcast. I know covens that works around my Facebook. Covens do this. They get in their little circles and spread their little salt and their pentagrams and all this other stuff. They put it on TV to make it look like it's cute. It's, you know, the three witches that do those things on the TV. And then Bewitched. Remember Bewitched with the funny nose thing she does? And things happen. Well, it's not funny. They murder people. They murder children. You have the good and the bad, but the bad is good. No. The good is bad and the bad is bad. That's how it works. Well, I'm going to talk about it next week. Irene Parks was a witch that switched. She became a born-again Christian. A real one, not some of the fakes where they say, oh, I used to be in witchcraft and now I'm writing books and CDs and all this. No, she was real. The others are, they tell you what you want to hear, and then they deviate, called controlled opposition. Family, the witchcraft is so real that your Pentagon and the scientists in the Soviet Union, going back to the 60s, 50s, weaponized, actually before that, weaponized and have classified projects involving witchcraft, alchemy, call it demonology, working with demonic entities. They know about the supernatural world. They have classified projects doing it. Where do you think your astral travel and your remote viewing comes from? It comes from being possessed by conducting an abomination to another body, like rape, sodomy, murder. They get possessed when they do that, because God's spirit pulls away from them when they commit that abomination. They become possessed. So the skills they acquire is not their own, although they're made to believe it is. It's not. There's three methods, actually. I've talked about this before in my broadcast. They have like three methods of interference. It's really interesting, but the problem is that you get caught up in it if you're not careful. It's real. It is absolutely real. Well, they want to try to acquire that supernatural ability to live forever and all this because they're afraid of death, because their souls are dark. God has pulled away, therefore they feel that fear. Consequently, they want you to feel that fear as well. By telling you, y'all are going to die by pandemic, y'all are going to die from a nuclear explosion, you're going to die from Nibiru hitting the earth, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, if you walk outside, you're going to hit by a meteorite, blah, 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 there it goes. And then their minions are on YouTube making 10,000 YouTube videos pretending to be on your side, but I'm going to expose witchcraft. No, they're going to teach you witchcraft. Harry Potter exposes witchcraft, but it's a teaching book. Don't confuse exposing with teaching. When you expose something for real, you're really going to expose it for what it is. You expose it, rebuke it, correct it, and show the evil of it. Now you're exposing it the proper way. Don't confuse it. And they try to confuse you. I'm a former witch. I'm a former warlock, whatever. I'm going to expose witchcraft. No, that's tricky. Or they're going to say, I'm a CIA, former agent. They let me out, and I'm out. I'm retired. And now I'm going around making lectures, getting DVDs and all this and all that, you know. And everybody's lined up, man. He's telling the truth. No, he's allowed to tell certain things to pull people in. He tells them 90%, 80% truth, and then redirects the rest. It's to cause fear. Exposing is actually teaching. Don't fool. But when you correct and rebuke it, now you get somewhere. Well, I believe in rebuking it, correcting it, and exposing it for the evil that it really is, and where they're headed with it. You see. Then when you think you finally figured it out, there's always another layer. Always another layer. This is so complex and complicated. They've made it that way to deter anyone from digging deep into the heart of the onion. So only people only go so far in pulling away the layers. You get tired and you start crying. You see how this example is? Hyperbole of peeling the onion. People only peel so many layers, they start crying and they just quit. I personally like to peel it right down to the middle and find out what the heart of it looks like. That's just my nature. I want to see what's the middle of it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then I'm going to talk today about I'm going to depart a little bit from what I usually talk about. I'm going to get into some unfamiliar territory. But it's familiar to me. I'll relate it to you. Always do research. About the impeachment facade. I'll talk a little bit about the impeachment truth and still continue on today, part 5, I think it is, about the control of population and some of the digital technology that they are employing, the alchemy, you might call it, and a little bit about impeachment and some legal things I'll speak about today. And we'll see how far we get. For today. Lord, we thank you today. Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Dedicate this broadcast, Lord, in our Bible studies and our network. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us to have our network, to be able to talk on TalkStream Live, to be able to talk to folks that want to listen. Father, to share the gospel, to share news, to share the events that's happening today as the watchman should. Lord, we call upon you to guide us, direct us, touch our hearts, connect us through your Spirit. Father, we pray for our families. Lord, we only do so much. Lord, our prayers as we've wrought what you have. And Father, to guide us to do the right thing. And Father, we follow the example that Jesus set. But Lord, it's hard down here being human. Lord, we know that you, through your Son Jesus, has experienced the same things. But Lord, we ask you that you guide us, give us strength, courage, wisdom, and discernment, that we can see through the deception, have the courage to speak out and the opportunities to speak out. And Father, to bring the people to us, that Lord, we can sound that alarm and expose the evil for what it really is, and expose the deception and lay it out front that others can see. And Father, we pray for our families. We pray that divine appointments, either within our homes or outside our homes, are set up. And Father, they'll seek that knowledge. That they'll seek that forgiveness from the Savior. They'll seek the truth through their own hearts, the studies of the Bible. And Father, to soften them up, if they're hardened hearts, to soften them up, Lord, by divine appointments. And even if there's a crisis, that use those, Father, in the glory of God. Lord, we pray for our veterans. They're being targeted on purpose, that, Lord, that we know they're being targeted, even within the United States and the other parts of the world. Father, to reduce their effectiveness, to take them down. Father, we pray that you'll silence those voices in their head, those voices only they hear. Father, we call upon you, Lord, to use your Holy Spirit to tear down the technology that's causing these. And Father, to render null and void the effects of those psychotropic drugs in their system. And Father, to take those voices away and heal their bodies of the effects of these drugs that's being given to them. And Father, to take away their thoughts of suicide, to set up divine appointments and ways to redirect and retract it. Redirect them to loved ones or close friends or situations that's going to take the mind of suicide away. Lord, we pray for the children that are being used as bartering points, as ritualistic murder by the Wicca, by the Satanists and all the like. By the ones at the highest level of governments, Lord, we call upon you to expose who they are and the programs and the organization that they use to kidnap the children for their use. To expose this to the public, Lord. Father, we call upon you, finally, that you give courage to these churches, that they'll step away from the control that they're under and start preaching the truth. And to exalt and bring up the true Word of God in the King James Bible, the Father is being so deceived to take us away from that true Word of God. For this we thank you, Lord, that you give us this word. That's why we pray, Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you know, people are trying to find ways that they can fix all this. And that's what was the plan all along. That's why the Illuminati, the Jesuits, the secret society members, etc., etc., are exposing themselves. They're exposing this tyrannical government. They want you to know. So now when you find out, you'll panic. And then you'll find common, others of common interest, organizations, petitions, groups, and so forth. Well, guess who provides those? The Illuminati does. Like this one called Paul Rakoff in Washington, D.C., member of the Council of Foreign Relations, a member of the Illuminati, pretending to have a program for military personnel that are suicidal to go through Congress and all this stuff and get funding to help and all that. The family, they put up long-term projects to placate. 26 soldiers, Marines, sailors, Americans die every day from suicide from the military. 26 per day. We don't have time for long-term projects. Well, since they started 5-6 years ago, the numbers increased from like 15, 17 to 26 average every day die from suicide. Family, it's being orchestrated. So either Joint Chief of Staff, before they became members of the Joint Chief of Staff, either got a lobotomy, or they're a part of it because they took a blood oath on the Knights of Malta and Illuminati through the Joint Chief of Staff, which in fact it is a member of. Of that, there's no question. And every time a four-star general or a CEO or whatever goes to the Council of Foreign Relations to brief them, they are siding with Satan. Fact. I'm not being sensational. I'm not being some born-again Christian fundamentalist. I'm telling you an absolute fact. The Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati at the highest level. The ones below that have not a clue. But Rockefeller is a member of the Illuminati. Rockefeller has formed Council of Foreign Relations. Now, I've read many quotes to my listeners that where the Council of Foreign Relations plans the wars that kills your sons and daughters. That's a fact confirmed. Chicago Tribune in 1950 had a quote that confirms the blood of all the wars lies upon the Council of Foreign Relations. Yet there's no outcries of it. There's nobody saying to close it down. Nothing. Not a word. They're planning in Oregon to pass legislation of some sort to allow euthanasia of children. This is unbelievable. Yet nobody's saying a word. I'm the only one talking about it. What? Who else is talking about it? Child euthanasia. To shut it down. Or could the Wicca, witchcraft, and Satanists in Oregon be pushing it? Jerry Boykin, he's a general, retired. He's a member of the Knights of Malta. That's all I need to say right there. Evil to the core. Pretend patriot. Not a patriot at all. Used to be formed up Delta Force. What happened? Could that blood oath have fogged his mind? Darkened his soul? Because when you take that blood oath, that's exactly what it does. Rick Joyner, the same thing. Mandela was a Knight of Malta. Leonard Horowitz, Knights of Malta. Look up, Reagan was a Knights of Malta. Family, y'all got to wake up at what's really behind the scene. Who's really pulling the strings. Heard he's going to Oregon, some kind of political move. I don't know. Saw it, but can't find the article again. Oregon will lay the groundwork for the child euthanasia. So children under the age of 18 can kill themselves. They'll pass the UN International Rights of the Child Convention. This will be the second time they've tried it. The first time was 1989. Well, they've got enough justification now, especially with the immigration issues with so-called children. Among these so-called children in immigration, you've got Islamic terrorists. Yep, you got Chinese mafia bosses. You've got MS-13. You got all kinds of things. All of a sudden, they're busting them up here. You think all of them? That's for why? Well, we're telling you why. The plausible deniability for a pandemic, bringing in mobsters, MS-13 soldiers to be positioned. They're up to something. The government is. The secret society government. Oh, they're up to no good. They need conflict. War, death, to justify martial law. Charles Manson has been organizing for the past 10 years or so, Aryan Nation and Krishna Identity, KKK, white folk terrorist groups, from his cell with cell phones. He's had three or four taken away from him several times. One was taken away from me, texting and talking to the folks in New Jersey, New York, other places. One of his associates that worked with him was released recently. See, in prison, Mandela was protected. That's why he went to prison. Charles Manson linked up to the supernatural since 1969. The sacrificial murder of Sharon Tate got him that possession. He is possessed. They use that connection to get their orders on how to organize Helter Skelter, which will justify martial law. Police officers, watch out. You good police officers out there, watch out. You can't trust your fellow police officer who's a Freemason. They're coming after the good people first, then Freemasons. They're coming after you next. Y'all don't know that yet. It's going to happen. They have a national police force made up of 185,000 plus felons. I've been following this since 2006. I've been warning people since 2006, 2007. And they're going to start releasing felons little by little under the lie of budgetary cuts. We can't afford you, so we got to release you. Well, we're just releasing the they're basing on certain convictions. All they're going to do is change the books. And the ones trained in Krishna Identity, Aryan Nation, Krishna Identity, multilingual, college educated, will be getting private security jobs, already set up in job fairs. And then they're going to start allowing private security to make federal arrests. It's coming. I'm not giving you speculation. They're going to do it. They'll start slowly by saying, well, if you're a private security, you can make certain arrests from now on, like DUI. I saw that recently. I trained private security for over 15 years now, most of it government. Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo. I designed several programs myself for the State Department, Department of Energy. I didn't know this stuff then, but I sort of started connecting dots later after 2006 when I was involved in. Look at Hardin, Montana. You don't believe me? Go to Hardin, Montana. 2010, 2011, American Police Force. Their logo was a Serbian coat of arms. The two-headed eagle, two-headed phoenix, whatever you want to call it, like a Scottish Rite logo, was their logo, American Police Force. In Hardin, Montana, there's a test case. The owner, or the leader of it, was a 15-time felon loser from Serbia, or foreign. He was foreign. I understood he was from the Balkans. But his 15 times loser, he was a felon, was the leader of this group. They overtook that police force out there. That's what they're going to do. But y'all just go sleep out there now. Don't worry about it. When it happens, don't complain, because it's coming. They're identifying certain police forces. They're getting rid of others. We got to cut the police force down because we're going to go from police to the sheriff to the police, whatever, because of budgetary cuts. Oh, baloney. What they're doing is setting up the North American Union, the 10 regions, and they're getting rid of y'all so you won't be a threat to their little New World Order or North American Union. You see, Nancy Schaefer, that they murdered, and her husband, Nancy Schaefer, Congress Lady Schaefer, a couple years back, was going after the North American Union and the Child Unprotective Service. That's why they had to murder her, because she was powerful. Man, she was stuck with it. They're going to regionalize, balkanize the United States. It's been planned since 1972, thanks to Richard Milhouse Nixon head. Nixon set up Executive Order 11647 in his planned coup. He had a planned coup in 1972-74. I'm not going to go into that rabbit hole right now. He started the setup, passed it on to Giafrida and Reagan, Oliver North, and all those others, to set up plans for the North American Union. But y'all just go sleep now. Don't worry about it till it happens. Then you start worrying. It's too late. Nobody. How come Ron Paul don't talk about this? Oh, yeah, he's a Rosicrucian. That's right. I forgot about that. Wife's an Eastern Star. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Not really. I'm being facetious. 1 Peter 1, verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than the gold that perishes, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. He said to Thomas, when Thomas says, my Lord, my God, when he saw the holes in the hands, holes in the feet, the slit in the side, Thomas realized, he's a stubborn one, that Thomas was, let me tell you. He didn't believe nobody. The first time the disciples saw Jesus Christ come back from the dead, resurrected, they told Thomas, we saw him. I don't believe you. I don't believe none of you. Oh, boy. Oh, Thomas is stubborn, man. And the second time Jesus showed, Thomas was there. Thomas touched. Look, right here, the holes in my hand. And let me tell you, that Jesus that showed up with Thomas and the second time he showed with the disciples, that was not the fake Yeshua. That was not Sananda Emmanuel that you're going to see in the fairly near future. So-called fallen angel alien, Sananda Emmanuel, Yeshua, Yahweh, whatever, that they're lying about. This one is a fallen angel named Raziel, a fake Jesus. He's going to appear. I'm going to leave that alone right now. The real Jesus Christ will have holes in his hand, holes in the feet, and a slit in his side. And it'll be 7 years after the peace covenant is confirmed. That's yet to come. Hadn't happened yet. All this is before all this other mess we're talking about. All this other keep you all, see, that's the connection, is to keep you all at odds. So I'm supposed to tell you, if I was really following protocol, that felons are going to be released. Y'all going to die. Oh, fear. No, what they're going to do. Oh, there's going to be some death. There's no doubt about that. But that release of these felons out on the public will justify martial law. God's going to allow it when the time comes. It will separate the wheat and the tares, those who have faith and those who don't. God's going to allow it to happen, to use it. That's what it's all about. Everything, all this is about that. There's no way around it. Deny it if you like. It will not go away. But in the meantime, they're pulling in this immigration crisis, population control, mafia leaders, Islamic fundamental terrorists coming in to through this immigration thing, cover up. Bring in MS-13 to be assigned to different places. I talked about that yesterday. I read an ad. I've heard it several times now. So, where they're giving $6,000 to families to take in these immigrants a month. I wonder where that money's coming from. Safe houses for terrorists. And this immigration with children, that's really going to justify. Whoa! Can you imagine? International rights to the child? People aren't talking about that. You got these umpteen immigrant kids. They will now justify the signing of international rights to the child. Now, that in itself is a program. Because I've done several of them on it. You'll find it on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. On the archives. Look at the titles and the links. Hillary Clinton tried to get that passed in 1989 to get it signed by Congress. Congress failed to sign it. That was a failure on their side, a win on our side. Because once they sign it, treaties override the Constitution. Oh, there's people who argue with about that. But the treaties, they'll allow to override the Constitution. And there is no Constitution, by the way. It was rendered null and void in 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad and Tompkins. Federal ruling sneakily rendered the Constitution null and void, as if it was effect in the first place. It's been a facade all along. Oh, by the way, which brings me to a point. I was writing some folks this morning in comments I was making. And it goes something like this. That the tricks used by the Illuminati, the secret societies, Jesuits, etc., are exposing themselves now. The Jesuits and Freemasons to the highest level, they know that the agenda is covertly to subvert patriotism, sovereignty, and they're showing, do you give allegiance to this flag anymore? They're doing all this stuff on the YouTube and all this. And they're showing you, they want you to know, they want you to turn away from your sovereignty and your patriotism. And they're trying to show the worthlessness of all governments, not only in France and Greece and everywhere, but certainly the United States. Will we celebrate the 4th of July and all that? They're now turning you away from patriotism. And they're showing you the evil of the government. They want you to see it. They want you to know. They're trying to subvert patriotism and sovereignty to drive the growing numbers of orchestrated disgruntled citizens to accept the worst one yet. Now, that's not what I'm supposed to say at all. But see, they're driving you by a dialectic to see the worthlessness of government. And, of course, the blame is going to be Obama. But in reality, Obama, Clinton, Bush, Nixon, Reagan, FDR, and can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, were all secret society members and evil to the absolute core. Every one of them. Every darn one of them. Or part of Skull and Bones or Knights of Malta, and they've been lying to the American public for generations. But the problem is, for them, is God has kept them back from forming their new world order. FDR planned one in 1943 for America to bring us under a division. The world had 10 unions set up in 1943. They failed to get accomplished. That was the purpose of World War II. The rest spoiled again. So in 1945, they formed the UN, just a forerunner, of the League of Nations by Colonel Mandel, Hassan, Woodrow Wilson. Family, they've all been planted behind the scenes, always. It's a secret society agenda. It goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. Well, they show you the evil. That's the thesis. The antithesis is they have the solution. It's called the dialectic. Then they can predict what choice you're going to make. So in their own planning, between 1873 and 1901, lectures being given to various globalist groups, they say that once the worthlessness of all governments have been acknowledged, that day that they're ready to launch the world revolutionary movement will begin. But they must have you to see how worthless the governments are first. Case in point, and I'm going to read once again just to make my point, a quote by Brock Chisholm. He lays it out in just one little quote very nicely. Brock Chisholm, a director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1948 to 1953, in this quote, he says, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Now, haven't said this before, but you could take this one little quote and break it down and make a column and title it To Achieve World Government. It's the title. And then little columns underneath it, objective, to remove from the minds of men. And then little object. Then you put in another column, separate columns, remove individualism. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Remove loyalty to family. Break up the family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 50. Remove national patriotism. You get the point? Remove religious dogmas. And then you have pretty much points of talking by the Bilderberg Club of Rome. You see, that would be the discussion in the round table, is how to do this. That's where he brings you to the articles going on today to show you where they are, what they've done. Same-sex marriage, feminism was funded by the Rockefellers. To destroy the family. Destroy the family, you destroy the country. That's a fact. It's not an opinion. It's an absolute, total fact. It can be proven. Deny it? Go ahead. Prove it? Not a problem. And so everything else, from immigration to, you just name it, fills these objectives on how to accomplish this, beginning in 1945. They needed to have individualism. They needed to have people loyal to family tradition. They needed to have national patriotism within the country to galvanize for the wars before 1945. They needed to have people religious before 1945. So to have that character, I'm going to fight for my country. I'm going over there. Wars that were pre-planned, all of them, were pre-planned before 1873 by the secret societies. How come y'all just disband the Knights of Malta? They're responsible for the death of your children. Disband the Council of Foreign Relations. Get out of the Freemasons. Disband it. That ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you one thing for doggone sure. The hierarchy is going to do it. They're going to kill every Freemason once they have total control. They will eliminate and execute, literally, by their own planning process. It's confirmed from their own words. They're going to eliminate all secret societies. They will kill you because they don't need you anymore. They can't afford to have secret societies working against them once their true nature is revealed. And it will be revealed. That's confirmed too. And who they worship is confirmed too. It's Lucifer. Confirmed by quotes, names, I give it to you. Family, this is serious stuff going on here. So when you get down to international rights of the child, they're giving $6,000 a month to people to keep the kids. Impeaching Obama kind of, it's almost funny. Anyway, all these things, it's all connected under a very scrutinized system and operation. So, they want you to accept the New World Order, which is the alternative from your country to accepting world peace. New World Order, world peace, it's a lie. The idea is to support a coup of the corporation called the United States of America Incorporated. We're a corporation, by the way. And then accept the world government, which will be 1,000 times worse. They're not telling you that. The plan to subvert patriotism started in 1945 to now. The takedown of America was planned by our own government for generations, for decades, generations, who are Knights of Malta, Freemasonry, that answers to the monarchy controlled by the Illuminati, who are Roman, Italian, and German, black nobility. It's always been planned, and the first phase began in the 1940s, planned out by Tavistock in England and the Round Table. They're obedient to the Committee of the 300, Illuminati, the Council of the 33, the Council of the 13, the Illuminati since 1782, and to Congress Wilhelmsbad. It's now in its final phases. It's been ongoing. You know, what was her name? I can't remember some of these little names of that lady at Lagarde, whatever, from the IMF, that crazy lady that gave us all a little clue on YouTube about numerology and all that silly mess. Well, that's what they do. For them, it's not silly. But they go by numerology. Man, she admits it in her speeches. They're throwing it all out in front. Anyway, numerology is what they go by. It has power. There's no question about that. But and their rituals and all this. Alchemy and so forth and so on. Well, this bomb, this missile or whatever that allegedly took down this Malaysia jet. Oh, there's all kinds of things going to come out about that. You know, HIV experts, you know, were aboard the plane and all this sort of thing. And so on a interview, this Christine Lagarde, director of IMF, gave you right up front, man, they're talking about numerology. It's not just on YouTube. This is like official international speaking, you know what I mean, in front of important people and all. She's talking about numerology right up front, man, right up front. It's all witchcraft. Well, a little something to have you chew on was when this plane shot down, assuming it was, the Dow hit 17,000 for the first time. Israel was about to launch the invasion. Flight 17, shot down on the 17th day of the 7th month, is way more than all a coincidence. The prime number, 17, was called by the Pythagoreans as opposition, obstruction, evil, the day of the devil triumphed over God is what it means. Flight 17 was a Boeing 777, shot down on the 17th. Built 17 years ago, 295 passengers, 98 I think it is now, but they come up with 2 plus 9 plus 5 is 16. Remember she said add the numbers? And she's telling you what to do. 1 plus 6 is 7. Here we go. The flight departure was 11:14. Add them together, you get 7. Whoopie-doo. Arrived at 06:10. get rid of the zeros. That's what Lagarde said, get rid of the zeros. Oh, okay. So you had 6-1, that's 7. This is the first flight, was 17 years ago. And it just goes on and on with all this numerology, little games they play. See all these things, this is all going on in the background. So in any case, I'm going to talk a little bit about impeachment before I move on to a global mouthpiece calls for an entire planet to adopt a digital national identification system. July the 17th. July the 17th is the date of the article. You see. Man, they're stuck on this thing. And they're going to pull together their new world order. But the sooner they do it, the sooner they're going to be taken out. Because the supernatural, family, the supernatural is real. That's why I go back, I said about an hour ago. The Pentagon has programs, classified, highly classified projects and programs that involve the supernatural. They're trying to harness the supernatural, but it's worked the other way around. Man, they're so dumb. They are dumb in the Pentagon. They're dumb in rocks, man. They have no idea. They're trying to harness supernatural, but supernatural has harnessed them all along. And they're being played for fools, ready for the riot, for the slaughter. That's what's going on. They don't realize that. They think, from their arrogance, Michael Aquino, he could be the first one to burn. Michael Aquino, founder of SET, works at the Pentagon, has for decades. My MK Ultra, mind control, etc. Serious Satanism going on there at the Pentagon. Walks on water there. It's going to be quicksand. It's all going to fall apart. They don't know that yet, but it will. So they think they're harnessing the supernatural, but it's actually worked in opposite. The supernatural is harnessing man because man's allowing it. So let's talk about this before I do talk about this coming up. I want to tell you John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's important to know. So impeachment is pretty much impairment. President Andrew Johnson and Bill Bob Clinton were impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives, but acquitted by the Senate. Richard M. Nixon resigned before he could be impeached. But he brought in, I think he was impeached on a certain level, something like that happened, and he brought in his cousin, Gerald Ford, who pardoned him. Really convoluted history. It goes into a lot of legal type jargon and so forth. But you know, the 35 attempts at impeachment, only 9 came to trial. Because what it does, it cripples Congress, as they plan it, with a lengthy trial. Impeachment is infrequent. Hardly ever hear about it. They always scream about it to placate the public. They demonize the president, whoever it is, and say, we're going to go after him, or whoever. And many officials see the writing on the wall, supposedly, and they resign rather than face the ignominy of public trial. And this was a case of Richard M. Nixon, for example, Republican. Well, the reason that make a difference because Republican Democrats at the highest level work together. They work in concert with each other. The Democrat side brings in the liberalism and the communism and the Marxism, and the Republicans bring in the war to kill your children. So any questions? That's what they work for. That's what they do. At the highest level, they lie to their constituents. They never follow through their promises because they're not supposed to. It's always been that way. After five men hired by Nixon, the re-election committee, were caught burglarizing Democrat Party headquarters, you know about Watergate, June 17th, 1972, Nixon's behavior after that, his cover-up of the burglary and refusal to turn over evidence and all that, led to some House Judiciary Committee. They issued three articles of impeachment around July 30th, 1974. The document was also indicted Nixon for illegal wiretapping and misuse of CIA and perjury and bribery and obstruction of justice. The list goes on. Other abuses of executive power. Never mind the fact nobody ever mentions when you talk about this and research it, about him signing Executive Order 11647, 11731, and 11495 to subvert the Constitution and bring about a military coup with the U.S. government. Working with a good friend of his who worked for the CIA named General Cushman of the Marine Corps. We were planning a military coup in 1972. And the way it started off was going to be at the Republican Convention in San Diego in September 1972. They were going to assassinate, you heard me right, members of the LAPD, sergeants and above, Freemasons, working with CIA. They have every major city has one of these secret elite, super secret intelligent units within the law enforcement. They don't work for the law. They work for the CIA. They murder, assassinate, intimidate, kill, whatever, wherever they're told to. It has nothing to do with the law whatsoever. Well, they were going to start a riot of such on the campaign floor of the 72 Republican Convention. And the melee, the fighting, is going to go on. Well, that day, a sniper was going to take out Spiro Agnew. And then several days after that, bombings would take place, blamed on liberals, and that would give Nixon justification to declare martial law. Cushman was to move 10,000 U.S. Marines from Camp Lejeune in Quantico into Washington, D.C. and surround it and take over government services. That would be 11495. Oh, it's all there. I got the details. And I thought, man, this is nuts. This is crazy. There's got to be something other going around about this. I mean, something like that just can't get away from the newspaper and all that. I mean, there's got to be something. And I found it. United Press International on 27th August, 1974. There you go. It says in the title of the article I found, Military Coup Fears Denied. Quote a part of it. Begin quote. Department officials have confirmed that Schlesinger and General George S. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, of course, discussed among themselves how they should be aware of any illegal orders being issued to military units outside the formal chain of command structure. And anyway, Defense Department officials, quote, said the word went out that no commanders of any forces should carry out orders which came from the White House or elsewhere outside the normal military channels, unquote. I found the article. And there's others I found that confirm it, that that was going around. William T. Steele talks about it. Several others, whatever. All right, you got the point. It's true. So when it didn't happen, imagine that. You know, when it went around, also Schlesinger investigated how quickly he could move the 82nd Airborne into D.C. to counterbalance the Marines if Nixon had shot this off, had started, had took place. Can you imagine what the United States would have been like if that had taken place? It's not just Obama, for goodness sakes. Obama's just another one, like Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them. I do my research, just like anybody could do. But now we're coming to Obama, just another one. You know, they set up the presidents. Listen. Well, if you're listening to the broadcast, I guess you would anyway, wouldn't you? Listen. The president of the United States is set up the day they're born. You understand this? There's no such thing as little Johnny saying, "Mommy, I want to be president of the United States." Well, honey, you work hard and you'll be there. That's the biggest crock of buffalo chips I ever heard in my life. It doesn't work that way unless you're a Freemason, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or a member of the Skull and Bones. Then you might be able to be president if you're trained at birth. That's a fact. They assign the president the day they're born because they're appointed, never elected, ever. FDR confirms that. When you talk about Obama, for example, look here. Michelle Obama, for example, she called America just downright mean for the first time. I mean, all the other president wives are no better. None of them. They're into the occult. They're into witchcraft. They're absolutely. Oh, yeah. They take advice from seances and all this nonsense. It goes back to, I mean, Mary Todd, Lincoln's wife, was, man, that was one evil woman, man. She was, that woman was bad news. She is seriously into witchcraft. Mary Todd, wife of Lincoln, it goes back all the way back. Look it up on your own. Oh, man, that woman was mean. Same with Bush and all the rest of them. Hillary Clinton, oh, la, la. Anyway, maybe making some people mad, but look it up on your own. I don't have a problem with it. Check it out yourself. So Barack Obama was set up from the day he was born. Linked up with the Communist Party of the USA, Frank Marshall Davis, Gregory Galuzzo, Saul Alinsky. There's your link with Hillary. Bernardine Doran and Bill Ayers, Akron. He has issued a wife from the Council of Foreign Relations. Khalid Mansour, Louis Farrakhan, Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Democrat Socialist of America, pushing the Marxist principles. And trained to be a Muslim, but he's not Muslim. He's like Bush, Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Reagan, all the rest of them. They're lightworkers, Luciferians, secret society members. That's what they really are. That's the reality. And the results of the elections are always fixed. Always, always have been. Part of that's testimony by Curtis, who went before the testimony, swore that they had a program that fixed the results in Florida. You can even listen to his testimony. You have Electoral College, for goodness sakes. That always confused me. I said, wait a minute. If the Electoral College, how that works, I said, this is ridiculous. I wasn't a political kind of guy, but I said, something is not right here. Of course, now I know why. Well, this so-called impeachment. Now, I could spend about 30, 40 minutes talking about it, giving you all this, that, and the other about it, and so forth and so on. Admiralty, common law, and all that sort of thing. But here's the bottom line. about this impeachment, specifically of Obama. Number one is to placate the people, to foment the military takeover, which, what's his face, Rick Joyner was even talking about on his own network, praying for a military takeover of the U.S. government. Jerry Boykin involved. You got to be kidding me. But you have heard that thing many times. But see, the Constitution was usurped by the corporation. Now, there's basic premises that's adhered to by the people. This and the movement and the people and the sovereign movement. That's for distraction. Well, it's real, but they're never going to let it happen. They're placating them with these sovereign certificates and all that sort of thing. Just to placate you. When they declare martial law, man, you say, I'm a sovereign citizen, not part of the United States. They're just going to blow you away and put you in a plastic coffin. They don't care. The government is a corporation that actually functions as a federal government. So it doesn't have to follow the Constitution. In reality. Also, it doesn't matter if Obama is not a natural born citizen, since it's a corporation that he's the head of. See, the corporation gets permission of the people to reign over them by deceit. It's done by the wording of the birth certificates, Social Security cards, driver's license, IRS forms, marriage license, 501c3s. Ah, now you see. Other documents. That's what that's for. When you got married back in the 1800s, you didn't have to have a marriage license. You didn't have to have an ordained preacher, neither. It was your word to her, her to him, in front of God. That was the marriage. And then you put it in your Bible. Not today. Nope. No. The marriage license means the state owns your marriage, and you too, y'all. They always refer to the person in all capital letters. So that means the name represents a corporate entity. That's why you're taxed. You are a dummy corporation. The United States is a dummy corporation. The CIA, NSA, ABC, XYZ, whatever, are dummy corporations. That's all they are. They always refer to the person in capital letters. Look at it. So that means the name represents a corporate entity. You see what I mean? This is how the corporation courts, gets jurisdiction over you. Their courts do not fly the real American flag either. The little fringes on the sides and all that. They use a military admiralty flag. See, when you go into a U.S. courtroom, for whatever reason, and you walk through that little gate that you open up, and you go to the left, and you sit on that table with your lawyer, for whatever reason, on the left is you, and on the right is the prosecutor, or whatever he is, those lawyers work together anyway. They're under a blood oath not to tell you the truth. But anyway, I tell you what, why don't you try... See how brave you are. If you ever go before a court or judge, before you get started, ask the judge first if he's a Freemason. He's got to tell you the truth. If he lies, he's a liar. And you find out, go get him. But if he tells you the truth, well, yes, I'm a Freemason. What's he got to do with it? Well, you can recuse him because he's taking a blood oath to lie. Oops. Anyway. So when you enter a U.S. courtroom, there's an admiralty or a military-type flag flying behind him. The U.S. military doesn't have the protection of the Constitution. We never did. I used to be a Marine, 12 years, officer, Marine Corps. But neither does this apply to the admiralty laws with ships at sea. So when you go inside a courtroom, you've actually entered a ship that's out to sea beyond the zone. So when you enter a courtroom and cross through that little wooden gate that they got, that's what it's there for. They have to go to the area where the plaintiff or prosecutor and defendant sit along with the judge, court reporter. You're entering a ship or a foreign country. That's because the Admiralty or military flag flying. So the Constitution really has no applicability to it. They're lying to you. They're placating us. So you're under equity law, not common law. So the flaw with this scheme is that there's no full disclosure to the people about any of this. This is a very much a synopsis, a simplified synopsis of a scam ran by this federal corporation. We're officially bankrupt January the 1st, 1788, and always have been. Let me say it again. And always have been. 1789, 1859, 1929, 1999 was supposed to be the last one. Ooh, they sneaky boys and girls there, aren't they? See what they did? Now, I got a whole list of just stuff about all this. I did research on this. Trading with the Enemy Act in 1871, the United States became a corporation with a new constitution, a new corporate government, and the original constitution government was vacated to become dormant. It was never terminated, but the new constitution had to be ratified by the people according to the original constitution, but never was. It never was. It never was. And all this occurred behind closed doors. We're the source of financing for the new government. You know why that the people are the source of the new government? Because by the time 1929 rolled around, the people of America were the third collateral. Each individual, you, your grandmother, whoever, about 1933, became collateral. So when you were born, you received a birth certificate. That collateralizes you. That's what it was for. For $1 million social insurance to pay your debt because FDR took us off the gold standard. Not Nixon, FDR did. Every American citizen, 350 million, whatever, are all slaves, instruments in this fraud. And I've got the fraud perfectly described from Woodrow Wilson's diary, talking to Mandel House, that Satanist, and he was a Satanist, by the way, controlled Woodrow Wilson, that dupe. In the same manner, yes, in the same manner as Adam Weishaupt, the creator of this World Revolutionary Plan, May the 1st, 1776, controlled another dupe named Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson oversaw, went to sea, observed the French Revolution and loved it. That was Illuminati revolution to murder. Thomas Jefferson made his own Bible. Family, this is reality of what's going on. So in 1933, thereabouts, from then on, birth certificate authorizes $1 million. It goes into a treasury account you didn't know about and still don't, probably. And that $1 million that went in based on your birth certificate has been collecting interest for every American citizen. So when your soldier son or daughter has died, committed suicide, whatever, the government gets that money. Besides a life insurance policy you don't know about. They make money on death. Ooh, doggies. That's opened up a whole bag of worms, isn't it? That's what they're doing. So when you die, that treasury account you don't know about, except it for value, goes into the coffers of the Illuminati. The most amazing fraud ever perpetrated scheme ever done, ever devised. And it's confirmed by conversation between Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson. I got it word for word how they did it. I'm not going to go over it today. You see what's happened? So now, when I read you all, assuming anybody goes back and didn't hear me, or those that heard me yesterday about Woodrow Wilson, excuse me, about FDR's quote, now you'll see clearly when he said, quote, "I am making no concessions," on March 4th, 1939, that horrific, awful quote by FDR behind closed doors. But I'm going to read part of it for those that heard me yesterday. Now you'll see what we're talking about here. "I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people," that was Illuminati, "ahead of all instruments." You see, Americans then were instruments in this bankruptcy. In 1789, we lost the Revolutionary War. We lost it horribly. King George III became the Prince of the United States of America, Incorporated. It could have been Walmart, it could be whatever, Yamaha. They just called it United States of America as a name of the corporation. That's all it is. That's what we are, a corporation and a colony of England today. King George became the prince of this colony, this corporation, and we had to pay back the debt. We were made to believe we won by falsified historical records, and that's exactly what happened. So we went into bankruptcy of the 70-year bank cycle. When you and I or your family runs into bad trouble, and you want to say, "I just can't pay my debt, I can't pay my bills, we go, honey, we got to declare bankruptcy." Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's what? 7 years, isn't it? For you. But for the colony or the corporation to continue operating, it's 70 years, a whole generation. Not 7 years, but 70. For this colony made into a dummy corporation. That's us. You see what they did? So to continue, well, your government, your duly elected officials, yes, in your colony, your corporation, we need collateral to substantiate this money we're going to give you to continue your government. What's collateral? Washington, D.C. That's why it's called District of Columbia. And that's for 70 years. Add 70 to 1789. What you get? 1859. Need a war. You got to have a war to make money, to make it bankruptcy, right? That's what they did. Y'all ever heard of the Civil War? Killed 500,000 Americans, killing each other. I assume y'all heard about that, right? Is that Tom being facetious again? They say, yes. I do that sometimes to keep me from getting too ticked off. Well, that being said, you'll understand this now, too. They need to have a war to justify more spending, more debt, because the bankruptcy cycle was over. They had to keep us in debt. So they established a war. It was set up from 1789 to 1859. It's all set up. Oh, I know, you go to history class at Harvard and the so-called history professor or whatever he is. He's a liar and a humanist anyway. Oh, I'm dead serious about that. He'll tell you because the slavery or the states' rights, and he goes through and he make you take a test on all this other nonsense. No. The war was established using all this other in history as excuses, you might say, justification, plausible deniability. But the real reason was to establish a war, to establish debt, and to keep us under subjugation. The war happened. The debts came, They put the French on the south and the Germans on the north to make sure we were good little boys and girls and would not gain power that would separate from the Illuminati like Andrew Jackson balanced the budget. The only president in history that balanced the budget. The only one ever and never have before and never have since balanced the budget. He broke the back of the Illuminati in America. That's what the War of 1812 was all about, to reestablish that debt. What a bunch of hook and crook. Anyway, that's what he did. And they tried to kill him three times. So here comes the Civil War. They know 1859 is coming. So they establish a war. Lincoln was what's called a racial avatar. I've got this documented through their own Illuminati planning process. I have it documented. He was supposed to bring in martial law to free the slaves, but not really. Blacks have never been free in this country. Even in 1960, they weren't free. They've never been free. But in any case, that's another soapbox I get on. But nevertheless, Emancipation Proclamation, that's another story with that one. But Lincoln, he was not a Freemason. But Lincoln went rogue on him. 1859, they established that debt. Who did it? Jesuits. Quote from Abraham Lincoln. Now you see how it works? Quote, Abraham Lincoln. This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. That's pretty straightforward. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of our noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not have relied on the promises of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money, and the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, on the side of the North, the South, of course, were at the disposal if they would attack us. Unquote. You'll find that in Chiqui, C-H-I-N-I-Q-U-Y. The book is 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885, on page 388. Ouch. Boy, that burns, don't it? 1859 began the next, 70-year bank cycle. What do you get when you add 70 to 1859? You get 1929. And guess what that is? That's the Great Depression. You think that was a surprise all of a sudden? No. Your Harvard professor is lying again. It was because of junk bonds and all this and all that. Baloney. It was set up beginning in 1900. That's why they killed McKinley. McKinley saw it coming. McKinley went rogue on him. Imagine that. God works amazing, don't he? He went rogue on him. 1901, he started talking against the financial setups that they were putting together, long story short. And they had to kill McKinley. They had to pass the Federal Reserve Act. So about 10 years later, the Jekyll Island, you know the story there. Norman Dodd talks about it, and then comes up 1910, 1913, the dupe Woodrow Wilson and the Federal Reserve Act and the cartel of, it's not even federal, it's a cartel of bankers that get together. Knights Templar. Irish control the finances. Yeah, not Jews. Jews are made to look like they do, but that's the fall guy. The Zionist and the Ashkenazi, they're just as evil as the rest. They're part of the secret societies, B'nai B'rith. Oh, man, it just goes and goes and goes. So, all they did in 1929 was call in the loans. That's all they did. See, J.P. Morgan created a mini depression in 1921 to scare the dickens out of people. It worked. Then he said, I'll save you. That's in history. Him creating the Depression in 1921 is not in history, unless you research it. So 1921, he flooded the market with money. That's easy, because they control the stock market like you do your checkbook and budget. Don't be fooled by them. That's what Lindbergh was all about. Lindbergh's baby was kidnapped and killed on purpose because Lindbergh was going against the Federal Reserve. He was saying that recessions, inflationary periods, and depressions are created. They don't just happen. They're created ahead of time. So they call in the loans. That means the happy days are not here again after they went from 1921 to 1927. Yeah. 1928, I.G. Farben Chemical Cartel funds Adolf Hitler. Wall Street funds I.G. Farben. 1929, banks start failing. Who, imagine that. Ever heard that before? So end of 1929, they called in loans. So if you got a money in the stock market, what you got to do? Sell the money in the stock market and pay off the car, pay off the house, because they're calling it in now. So the banks started failing and stock market crashed, and pound, there you go. In 1933, they planned a military coup of the U.S. government. Oh, there you go again. 1932, where are they going to get their invaders? Former veterans of World War I called the Bonus Army. How do we make them mad so they'll join a coup? Well, let's not give them the bonus like we planned. Oh, okay. So withheld the bonus. Now let's get some people in there to have a march. And there you go. Family's all set up. See what they did? And we fall for it every doggone time. Nothing new under the sun. Man, doing it again. In 1929, military coup planned, it failed because General Butler blew the whistle. Now I'm leaving out a whole lot because if I was to tell you everything that happened and I got it on my timeline, I've got it other places, we'd be here for 4 hours. And the people, you know, have heard my broadcast before, I just hit different places and I say different things. I say the same things and whatever. But I put different perspective on it from new information that I introduce to try to explain to you how this is so set up. So they talk about, oh, I didn't finish the story, did I? Oh, sorry. 1929, 1933, planned military coup, didn't work. In 1939, on March the 4th, oh, now's a good time to tell you, isn't it? So March the 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, now you can see the perspective of FDR's quote. 2 years before Pearl Harbor, what I've told you already today, now check out this quote, now from a different perspective of FDR, what he says to three congressional committees. Senator Lundeen copied it down. He said, and I quote, FDR, never to be released to the public, but it was 10 years after he said it, when FDR died. That's another story, too. March the 4th, 1939, in front of three congressional committees, and he is representative of every president thereafter and before. They all believe the same thing here. He said to three congressional committees, taken down by Senator Lundeen, he said, and I quote, and oh, by the way, and you'll find this quote in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr, 1955, first edition. And you'll find this quote on my timeline that I have posted on my website. I've got a timeline of 200 pages there. Here's what FDR said behind closed doors. I quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. You see, I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. To hell with the American people. As far as a democracy is concerned, it does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal stimulus plan. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program, unquote. That's horrific. That's what happened. That's the reality. And a copy of that was given to William G. Carr around 1950. Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, look him up. He was a member of one of these three committees, Secret Audience with the Military Appropriation Committee, Ways and Means Committee, and Special War Finance Committee. He is a member of one of those. You know, you remember Karl Marx? You know Karl Marx, don't you? The alleged creator of the Communist Manifesto, 1848. I hope you do. That's basic history. Well, did he write the Communist Manifesto? No, he didn't. He plagiarized the Communist Manifesto. He plagiarized the Communist Manifesto. Finished it with Hengel, 1848. Plagiarized. That's right. He plagiarized. So the question is, you beg the question, plagiarize what? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you what. Did you know, were you aware that in 1841, 7 years before Karl Marx, who Mordecai Marx was supposedly a Christian turned Satanist, did you know that 7 years before that Clinton Roosevelt, yeah, ancestral cousin to FDR, Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, published, after he plagiarized, a document, a book called The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws, on humanism. That comes from the Vatican, humanist. Humanism. Natural laws. Yeah, absolutely correct. I've got a copy of it, as a matter of fact. 1841, The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws was plagiarized by Clinton Roosevelt. And that was nothing more than what I said, a plagiarized version of the actual teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt of Frankfurt University in Germany, a renegade, but he wasn't renegade. He's a Jesuit priest. Oh, there's that name again. Jesuit priest arranged for the agent tour of the Illuminati to infiltrate into French Freemasonry in 1776. So this so-called secret power directed the world revolutionary movement, the New World Order, by another name. And the conspiracy of Satan. At that time, they used Freemasonry to further these secret plans and ambitions. At the same time, cloaked their diabolical purposes. So, Clinton Roosevelt, working with Manzini in 1830s to 1841, plagiarized the document that Adam Weishaupt finished May the 1st, 1776. Adam Weishaupt died in the 1830s. Passed on to Manzini. Manzini enlisted a Freemason by the name of Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR 100 years before, plagiarized that document, called it the science of government found in natural law, passed it on to Karl Marx, and Karl Marx calls it the Communist Manifesto when he plagiarized it. Hoo-hoo, boy, oh boy. How about that, history professor at Harvard? So the fact that FDR's New Deal, his NRA, sort of, his political policies and economic devices, they fit perfectly into the long-range plans of the Illuminati. And that proves the conspiracy, the continuity of this conspiracy that we're dealing with today, but back then, from 1841 to 1945. I said 1841 to 1945. About 10 years after 1841, Albert Pike plans World War I and World War II. Before 1873, he planned World War I, World War II, and World War III. In conceptual terms. You all see how this is all laid out. And this is by evidence. Perfect evidence. And so it's explained that Roosevelt made known his secret plans to establish a dictatorship in America in March 1939. And in fact, I found research that shows the world outlined with 10 reunions by 1943. He gave a secret audience to some of the government special committees this information. But you know, after he left, when it all fell apart, Roosevelt was kept a prisoner from then on at Yalta until his death. That was to prevent him from telling the truth in the event of his conscience troubling him. Deathbed confessions are what they fear the most. But did you know that between 1923 to 28, did you know that FDR, Churchill, his cousin, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor? As a false flag. And before that was sinking the Maine was a false flag. Admiral Yamamoto went to Harvard. As an ensign, Yamamoto went to Harvard, took the plans, brought them back to the Japanese elite because he was a member of the secret societies and the Japanese elite. He was a family member. His role in World War II was to demolish Pearl Harbor, and in phase six of the plan, to then set up bases in Pearl Harbor and then launch an attack on the West Coast and destroy the West Coast. And the government, our government, would be working with them. That was the plan. Honorable Oliver Littleton, a member of Churchill's war cabinet, declared an address in the American Chamber of Commerce in London on June the 24th, 1944. He said, and I quote, "America provoked the Japanese to such an extent that the Japanese were forced to attack Pearl Harbor. It is a travesty of history to say that America was forced into the war." Roosevelt himself said in his diary, quote, "In spite of the risk involved, however, in letting the Japanese fire the first shot, we realized in order to have the full support of the American people, it was desirable to make sure the Japanese be the ones to do this, so that there should remain no doubt in anyone's mind as to who were the aggressors." Oh, I've got quotes at the yin-yang. I'll give you one more. Admiral Kimmel. He said, and I quote, "We were unready at Pearl Harbor because President Roosevelt's plans required that no word be sent to alert the fleet in Hawaii," unquote. Somebody got word and made sure that those aircraft carriers were out, by the way. So, in phase five of this operation, listen now, in phase five of this operation, Adolf Hitler, cousin to Churchill, cousin to Queen Elizabeth, cousin to Stalin, under the Rothschilds' seed, phase five was to take over Britain and France, working with Churchill, absolutely, and then launch an attack from London, from England, from the Spain and France launched an attack onto Canada to sweep into Ontario, then fire south to split the United States in half. Simultaneously, in the sixth phase of this plan, Japan was to completely take over California. Our military takeover that FDR was planning of a dictatorship would be in effect. I got his quotes from FDR. It's all set up. Six phases. A world government in 1944-45 was all planned. It failed to happen. Hitler got powerless. Stalin got stupid. They assassinated, and Admiral Yamamoto did not complete but two attacks on Pearl Harbor and didn't go the third one to take it out. So now they've brought it here to us. It's been carried through. 1960s, we were planning one. Now you see it, 1972, 74, they were planning a military takeover. You got it now? 1984, 87, Oliver North, Giuffrida, Reagan, Carter. Uh-huh. Operation Northwoods. You got it? 1993, said, this is not going to work. We can't depend on American soldiers to fire on American citizens. So we got to bring Europeans in, and they did. It's called the UN. It's called China. It's called foreign trade zones, 288 to be exact. And Russian spetsnaz are all through the United States and Canada. Mexico has got the Chinese. North American Union's coming. Now you see what they've got set up. So impeachment, distraction, bringing a military coup or whatever. Immigration fits in the scheme of things. Population control. Now, all this fits in. This is the big picture. It's what I look at the big picture. I don't look at this petty stuff. The Economist, well-known mouthpiece of the globalists, is calling for an entire planet to adopt this national identification system. You like to have a digital ID card that's automatically issued to you at birth? John MacArthur, a theologian, says it's okay. He's a liar, too. He's a bad liar. He's just one more of the FEMA clergymen. In one European nation, residents use such a card when they go to the hospital and do their banking, they go shopping, and even when they vote. The card has become popular. You got the idea? They're going to turn that card into a tattoo. It goes on your skin. A digital birth certificate, bitcoins, all this is leading you up to technology that they're going to bring in where you'll not be able to buy and sell without having the digital ID card, but the digital tattoo. I look ahead of things. I don't look at where it stops. Oh, the cards can be lost and stolen and forged. Your identity can be copied. Well, we have a tattoo for you. See, in tattoo parlors and basements around the world, people are turning themselves into cyborgs by embedding magnets and computer chips directly in their bodies. They call themselves biohackers and cyborgs and grinders and whatever. You see the sports stars? They have all the tattoos on. Miss America, one of the contestants, Miss Kansas, she was one of the first ones to sport a tattoo, wasn't she? Mama, I want one like that. Mm-hmm. You know that billionaire Bill Gates is helping to develop an implant that acts as a contraceptive for 16 years? I trace the technology back to the 1960s. MIT, all these colleges are part of it. So, how about DARPA, y'all? How about Miss DARPA? What do you think they're up to? Well, DARPA will let you hear what they got to say.
Look, I joined the Scrappy Underdog team.
Now, she goes, blah, 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 blah.
You know, happens is you yield results more often, right? If you want to ensure failure in your innovation, try and remove the risk.
This is Regina Dukin of DARPA.
And reducing the boldness of the vision, and what you'll get is jack, right? Because what you have are uninspired teams and boredom. And boredom is the enemy of innovation. Boredom is the enemy of innovation.
You have brought a couple of things that you're, it's called...
The Advanced Technology and Projects Group,
ATAP. Your Advanced Technology team that Dennis hired you wisely, by the way, to do. you brought a couple of things that you're working on. And can you talk about them? Can you show them and talk
about
them?
Sure. Well, you know, lots of people talk about innovation in this space as if the big innovations have already happened. I think that's a lack of imagination, frankly. There are so many unsolved problems, and there are so many opportunities that can be realized by the advances in the tech here. So let's just take one really important problem, one driving application, in this case, authentication. Authentication is irritating. In fact, it's so irritating only about half the people do it, right? Despite the fact that there's a lot of information about you on your smartphone, which makes you far more prone to identity theft than if you didn't otherwise have it there, right?
So you're talking about passwords and pins and
the
drawing patterns and on
Android. Well, sure. Look, after 40 years of advances in computation, we're still authenticating basically the same way we did years ago. In fact, it's gotten worse because now you don't do it once a day or twice a day. The average user does it 39 times a day, and it takes them 2.3 seconds every time they do it. Power users would do it up to 100 times a day. So what are we doing about that? Well, we're thinking of a whole variety of options for how you could do better at authentication. So you can start with near-term things like tokens or fobs that might have NFC or Bluetooth embedded in them. But you can also think about a means of authentication that you could simply wear on your skin every day for a week at a time, say an electronic tattoo. Now, we're talking about wearables. Everybody's interested in I'm profoundly interested in wearables. And what I will tell you is that we've made a lot of advances in wearables, but there's still some fundamental problems that we haven't solved. Like one of them is the mechanical mismatch between humans and electronics, right? So electronics are boxy and rigid, humans are curvy and soft. That's a mechanical mismatch problem. Well, a researcher at the University of Illinois, his name is Dr. Rogers, what he discovered is that he could use standard CMOS techniques to make islands of high-performance silicon connected by accordion-like structures that would allow it to stretch up to 200% and still be performing. And what he did is he founded a company, and they started making electronic tattoos. So I'm wearing one here on my arm.
Do we have a camera to get a...
This is a developmental system made by MC10, and it has an antenna and some sensors embedded in it. And what we plan to do is work with them to advance a tattoo that could be used for authentication. Now, it may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents. Right?
And that can have a design, right?
Sure.
Because they would certainly want some kind of cool design.
Options, right? Options. And that's something that you wear, but you could also imagine including authentication in just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Mm. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte.
That's what I do.
And they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true.
Okay, but...
Okay, so wait. So it's really true. So what this means is that that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires, my hands are like alligator clips. When I touch my phone, my computer, my door, my car, I'm authenticated in. First superpower. Like, I want that.
So we're not shipping that right away.
Yeah, no. We're not shipping that right away. But it
but
sounds
is it,
like...
Is it, this is FDA cleared?
So here's the thing. This is not science fiction. This pill was actually made by a company called Proteus, and they've developed it for medical applications. That pill has been CE stamped and cleared by the FDA. You can take 30 of those per day for the rest of your life.
And then what happens? Does your heart
nothing
beat change? Does your
we can just tell that you've taken the pill. I mean, the medical application.
Yeah.
The medical application.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because let's face it,
here,
we like you guys, but you're from Google.
Just give him some water and let him take that pill right now.
Thanks.
Maybe Dennis. Dennis, let me ask you. Does Larry make you take one of these?
It's optional.
Optional.
So we actually have demoed this working. And authenticating a phone.
Yeah.
So this isn't like total.
It actually does authenticate.
And again, this isn't.
Well, there's a lot of work to do. Yeah.
This isn't stuff that's going to ship anytime soon. But I think having the boldness to think differently about problems that everybody has every day is really important for Motorola now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people now. Again, we're trying to get the company in that mindset to think big again. And it's early, but we're excited about where it's going.
Oh yeah. I just can't wait to get mine. What a bunch of liars. In 1973, I have a copy of this document. A 92-page monograph was Xeroxed and brought out of the federal government. Maybe in the spirit of the Pentagon Papers back then, but this one was snuck out. I got a copy of it. It's 92 pages long. The title of it, 1973, was Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. This nightmare, which I have a copy of. Did I say I had a copy of it? I do. It was funded by the Department of Health and Education Welfare Department. Imagine that. Healthcare bill? Even back in 1973. The HEW... The thesis of this study, actually it goes back to 1960s, but this particular study, said that political rehabilitation, the thesis of it, began inside the nervous system of the citizen. So what they did was they implanted a miniaturized radio transmitter inside the brain and body that monitored and transmitted conversations, locations, even the sexual response of the subject, 24 hours a day, 1972-73. And the report also explains that sewed up inside the body of these felons, these homosexual felons that they used as a study group, was a transponder, was a radio-controlled electrical shock device also implanted in their body. And that device would deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. So to politically rehabilitate, psychologically rehabilitate a homosexual, when he got sexual response, they would pop him, man, with it. It's like that, you know? Now, who are the offenders or subjects in this study? Well, the author of this study, there's two of them, was Professor Ralph K. Schlwetzebel out of Harvard University. And they were dwelling on homosexuals at the time. Robert and Ralph, they're twin brothers. Twin evil brothers. And they later in the monograph that I have a copy of, it talks about the offender's financial matters. Disputes over financial obligations. And when you read it further, very honestly, socially troublesome persons. Who might that be? And, you know, the paper itself predicted micro-miniaturization. Today, they have what's called nanobots, and they can trace your DNA. You got it now? You had a NSA computer specialist back then that even proposed attaching miniaturized electronic devices with 20 million Americans. 20 million Americans. They're way advanced. Now you understand where I'm coming from here. Now I'm going to talk about this more, but I'm going to tell you right now, don't get caught up in this impeachment nonsense. The Pios and all these guys, Sheriff this, that, and the other, Judge Napolitano, all these guys, they either don't have a clue or they're a part of it. Impeachment won't change one thing. They may use it as a vehicle to placate us again, whatever. But it's just all a bunch of political nonsense from the top up and top down. Immigration will continue, and your population control to diminish the population and control you is ongoing. Now, and I do agree that immigration will collapse the economy. They're going to use that as the excuse, partially. It's all set up. They got to take us down. Make us part of the North American Union. Establish the child international rights of the child to take over your children. Put police security at your schools, not for protection from shooters, but for protection from parents that want to take them out. It's always been planned that way. Always in the past. Sandy Hook was a false flag to justify putting security in your schools. So you wouldn't fight it. You say, oh, yeah, we want them there. Yeah, right. So the purpose of them is to protect the school from the parents when they start the mass vaccinations and indoctrination at the schools. You want to take your kid out? You can't do it, or you're going to jail. When the child wants to commit Harry Carey, suicide, euthanasia, you can't stop them. So y'all just go ahead and lay around watching TV, do whatever, America. While in Oregon, they passed this bill that follows after Belgium, which already did it. They've already done it in Belgium. You got to take the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits out of your government, out of your military. But you're not going to do that. Because, see, they're going to take them out, too, and they don't realize that. God's going to judge this land. God's going to judge the world. It's coming down to it. Everything's involved with it. I'm going to talk about it more next week, but next week I'm going to focus on exposing witchcraft in America. But I'm also going to continue talking about these issues that I'm talking about today. And I'll just keep it on. Population control is ongoing. Also, do get in touch with John Kirkler, if you get a chance up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler is randomly running our broadcast and Bible studies, and he needs some help up there. He's got sponsors that keeps him going. He's down to two towers. But my main interest of it is he's a good guy. And all he does for us is he plays our broadcast and Bible studies on his network. Just a way for me to get out more. I don't get anything for anything. I don't make anything. It costs me money to do this. I make nothing with it. I don't want anything with it. God takes care of me every which way he wants to. But I don't sell nothing. I don't write nothing. I don't do DVDs, CDs, or books. But I will preach God, the truth of God, and I will preach about this new world order, exactly what's going on. I'll continue to do that. And I'm not looking for any kind of personal gain, so it's not about me at all. I do this for free. And I pay money, actually. I don't have any donate button. There's nothing wrong with that in other places, but that's just not my way. I don't want to do that at all. You're not going to find no donate button on my website. I made a mistake a couple of times doing it. Big mistake. And getting sponsors. Big mistake. I ain't going to make that again. My idea is to get the truth out. We follow up on it. Family is coming around. They're getting around to do something. You know, get closer to God. And that's through Jesus Christ. And in fact, the only true Bible with proof and evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt is the King James Bible. Anybody that says otherwise, they don't know their butt from a hole in the ground. Not to be too graphic, but I guess it was. Y'all get ready. Jesus Christ is coming back. Nobody knows when. That's his business. Our business is to pass the true word out. He says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, won't y'all do something about that? Start spreading the knowledge. Well, family, y'all have a great day. And know that you win through Jesus, no matter what happens. Get closer to him, especially now. Repenting of sins, that they're not teaching anymore, but repent of sins. Take him as your Savior. And be sorry for what you've done. We all have done things. I know I have. He wants you to know, and you confess to him. No priest, no pope, pastor, preacher, rabbi, or whatever. They got their own problems. It's between you and God, and Jesus Christ is in the middle. And he's the only one. There is no other. None. And I wouldn't wait around too long. Reading that Bible, no matter if you understand it or not, the Holy Spirit will lead you. If you really want to learn, the Holy Spirit will be there. Just be patient and read and trust and fast and pray. And because you see the signs of the times changing. I got to go, family. Y'all have a good night. And God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Side note, don't forget Bible study 7:30 tonight, 7:30 to 9, exposing religions and exposing false preachers. Let's see. I step in it, don't I? Have a great weekend. Good night and God bless. Bible study 7:30 tonight, Eastern Standard Time. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.